Nearly 2 years ago, the Me Too movement galvanized women who work in and around the Washington legislature. Now a new conversation is emerging about race, equity, and inclusiveness at the statehouse. That topic received fresh urgency recently after one Democratic lawmaker's comments about racism, sexism, and misogyny behind closed doors. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
It was at a legislative wrap-up event hosted by the Kent Chamber of Commerce as newly elected Democratic State Senator Mona Das took the mic. She jettisoned her plans to talk about the legislature's accomplishments. Instead, she said this.
And what I want to talk to you about is get a little real. Is anyone ready for some reality? Anyone?
Das is Indian American, and she went on to talk about the challenges of being a woman of color in political office. And she got specific. She invoked her fellow Senate Democrats and their conduct when they meet in private in caucus.
And after they close that door, that's when it gets real. That's when my 28 colleagues got real. And that's when I heard hate. That's when I heard misogyny and racism and sexism from people you would not expect.
Needless to say, Das's comments made headlines. She later clarified to the Associated Press that she was talking about coded language, not overt acts of racism or sexism. And Das says what she heard in the caucus room is really no different from what she hears in a lot of settings, where different demographic groups are talked about as the other. Nonetheless, the Senate's human resources officer is now conducting an investigation. Meanwhile, Das says she's apologized to her colleagues for her strong language, but she says she doesn't regret what she said.
I believe that this has opened a conversation that has been an elephant in the room for a really long time. And now we're having these conversations honestly, authentically, deeply, and coming from a place of love.
In the Washington House, Democratic State Representative Christine Reeves is also thinking about equity and diversity in the context of modernizing the legislative work environment. She says that when she first arrived in the legislature in 2017, she was the only African-American woman. And she quickly had a realization.
This institution really wasn't built for, you know, at the time for me, as a working mom, as a woman, as a person of color.
Reeves says in the wake of the Me Too movement, she wants the legislature to look more deeply at how it's structured and how it functions. And she's considering introducing legislation next year to create a joint select committee on legislative workplace modernization. But Reeves is already anticipating some pushback.
Ultimately, anytime folks challenge, you know, the way the institution works or the way things have always been done, there's going to be resistance. There's going to be fear. There's going to be concern.
Now, over the last couple of years, Washington voters have elected a much more diverse group of lawmakers to the legislature. Republican State Senator Shelley Short says she welcomes a conversation about how to make the legislature work better for everyone, women, people of color, working families. But speaking by cell phone, Short says she worries that the conversation the Democrats want to have around race and equity runs the risk of becoming divisive.
Well, I agree it needs to come forward. You know, how they're doing it, I think, actually makes it harder.
Short describes the legislature as a pressure cooker environment, and she says that if lawmakers are worried about how what they say is construed, it could have a chilling effect and make it harder to build relationships and work across party lines.
And my concern is it's really a dividing and conquering thing, not actually how do we take all of our unique talents and our unique backgrounds and work together.
As for Senator Das, she says as Washington's legislature becomes more diverse, it's important for the institution to evolve some of its historic practices. One example, she says she was told as a first-year senator that it was customary to listen but not speak in caucus. Das says she wasn't singled out for that advice.
But when you say something like that to a woman of color who's used to being silenced her whole life, it impacted me very differently.
I think that that's a great example of us learning as an institution.
That's Senate Majority Leader Andy Billig. He says Das's comments at the Kent Chamber of Commerce fit into a larger and growing conversation in the legislature about race and equity.
When I arrived in the Senate 7 years ago, these conversations weren't happening at all.
Billick says he's proud of the steps that have already been taken. He points to the diversity of his leadership team, a new legislative code of conduct, and new workplace standards trainings. But he also acknowledges there's more work to be done. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.